content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Anika Gal from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I shall be reading to you from Glamour Magazine, as well as something new, the New York Times Magazine, Kids Edition, Young Adults Edition, something like that. Anything but for adults. So, today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. Well, welcome back, everyone. It is February 7th, Thursday, 10 p.m. What are you still doing up? Anyway, yeah, you're probably finally done with homework or a long day's work, and you just want to chill. And I've got a nice article for you. It says, I stole my mother's K-beauty secrets. And this is by Maureen Choi. When I was 12, I walked into the kitchen to discover my mother gingerly scraping the goopy gel from an aloe leaf she had just picked from the garden into a mason jar. She poured 2 cups of soju, S-O-J-U, a clear fermented rice liqueur from her native South Korea, over the top, followed by the juice and zest of a lemon. To give you the ingredients, time to mingle, it went into the fridge for a month, right next to her smorgasbord of homemade kimchi. When the liquid was ready, she strained it through a fine mesh sieve until every trace of muck was gone. The secret sauce left behind? Soleil, Mama Choi's acronym for soju, lemon, and aloe. A do-it-yourself facial toner meant to brighten, tighten, and clarify her skin. Okay, I've got to look at this again. It is soju, lemon, and aloe. Okay, soleil. She kept the concoction in a spray bottle and spritzed a mist all over her just-washed face every morning and night. Her routine was simple, cheap, and very effective, because the stunner is now in her late 60s and doesn't look a day over 45. A few years later, when I started dealing with breakouts, she gave me my very own bottle, along with a soap made of pungent oriental herbs and ginseng-infused lotion. I'm embarrassed to say that, initially, I snubbed it all. Korean culture, food, and certainly its beauty secrets, homespun or manufactured, weren't cool in the 90s. And so, I dismissed my mother's alchemist abilities and skincare know-how as weird and inferior. But when my teenage acne went next level, I was despondent enough to think, what the hell? Give me the stinky K-beauty stuff. And you know what? The regimen worked. I fell in love with her recommendations because they cleared up my skin. Suck it, zits. But I also loved how they made me feel. The twice-daily ritual felt fancy and insanely confidence-boosting, and, if I'm being honest, like a rite of passage of both mastering good skincare governance and appreciating my cultural roots. The ancient beauty wisdom of my ancestors had been bestowed upon me, and I was hooked. Fast forward nearly 2 decades, and the rest of the world has reached peak K beauty love too. I'm happy to be its number one cheerleader. Snail slime? Okay. Sheet masks on the daily? Into it. But there's one major thing I do have beef with. The idea that you need, quote-unquote, to follow an excessive 12-plus step routine to see results. Not true! In fact, streamlining your regimen K-beauty or otherwise, can be beneficial. Because the great paradox of the multi-step, mix-and-match approach to skincare is that while you can get the perfect-for-you routine, you could also overdo it and turn your skin into a real grouch, as in current mood, red, irritated, and irrationally sensitive. I love products, and I'm all for a little self-care moment. But you don't need a shelfie full of stuff or a ton of time to make good skin a reality. To help you cut through all the K confusion, here's my no BS, tried and tested K beauty course of action. Step 1, double cleanse. It's the best way to ensure that every trace of gunk is removed. Dissolve makeup and pollutants first with a cleansing water. Try Botanic Farm Grain Ferment Cleansing Water. It's $15 at SokoGlam.com. That's SokoGlam.com. Then rinse at the sink with a cream cleanser. If you have normal to dry skin, or a gel formula, if you're oily, to break up any dirt and oil still lurking. All right, so that's double cleanse, Botanic Farm Grain Ferment Cleansing Water. $15 at SokoGlam.com. Step 2, pat on toner. Once you've cleared the path, you're ready to add a ridiculous amount, like 7 freaking layers worth, 2 to 3 drops at a time, of hydrating toner or essence. I'm telling you, these thin layers of moisture are what make the biggest difference to your skin. Afraid it's going to feel heavy? Nah. Korean toners are formulated to be super concentrated, but surprisingly whisper light. So doing the 7 skin method is the best way to drive in moisture without clogging pores. I like Amore Pacific Vintage Single Extract Essence, and Amore Pacific is spelled A-M-O-R-E, and then Pacific, just like the ocean. Vintage Single Extract Essence. It's $145 at AmorePacific.com. Pat in each layer to help maximize absorption. Step 3. Apply serum. Choose one that targets the specific issues you need to treat. Pores, lines, acne, dehydration, or an all-around winner like Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum. It's $39 at peachandlily.com. The padding technique you use for toner pays off big time here too. Step 4, moisturize. Pretty self-explanatory. It's what locks in all that dewy goodness you just applied. But bonus points if your cream or lotion has free radical fighting antioxidants like the ones in Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow Pink Juice Moisturizer. I'll say that again, Glow, G-L-O-W, Recipe, Watermelon, Glow, Pink, Juice, Moisturizer. It's $39 at glowrecipe.com, G-L-O-W. All right, step 5, protect with SPF. No self-respecting Korean woman skips this step because there's 0 point in doing the moves above if you're going to let UV damage F it all up. Using a broad-spectrum physical blocker like Neogen Daylight Protection Sunscreen SPF 50, that's again Neogen, N-E-O-G-E-N, Daylight Protection Sunscreen SPF 50, for $30, SokoGlam.com. S-O-K-O, daily can stop a host of concerns, hyperpigmentation, wrinkles, even skin cancer, in their tracks. Steadfastly, do these five things every day, and there's no way you won't get better skin. True story. And Maureen Choi is a New York City-based beauty writer and editor. All right, so what were those steps once more? Step one, double cleanse. She says botanic farm grain ferment cleansing water. Step two, pat on toner. Amore Pacific Vintage Single Extract Essence, $145. Step three, apply serum. Lily Glass, Peach and Lily Glass Skin Refining Serum. Step four, moisturize. Glow Recipe Watermelon Glow Pink Juice Moisturizer. And step five, protect with SPF. Neogen Daylight Protection Sunscreen SPF 50 is what she recommends. Pretty good advice, I would say. All right, well, we are going to start this New York Times for Kids. Editor's note, this section should not be read by grown-ups. Okay. So, and the front page of it in huge letters, it says, go big! Change the world! All right. And there are so many different topics in here, but the one I'm going to start off with is about computer learning. Students rebel against software that comes from a founder of Facebook. In a typical weekday, Josh Wildstein, 12, would arrive at school by 8 a.m., sit down at his computer, and then spend half the day there. Except for lunch and recess, he hardly left his computer, and he didn't have much interaction with a teacher. That's because his school had adopted the Summit Learning Program, an educational platform supported and funded by Mark Zuckerberg, the chief executive of Facebook. For Josh, who goes to school in Connecticut, rebellion against Summit started almost immediately. All day you'd be in the Chromebook, he says. I didn't like it. I'd get headaches. During breaks, he and his best friend brainstormed ways to help the adults around them understand how bad the software was. At first, their parents were hesitant. I would be like, this is ridiculous. I'm sure it's fine, says Josh's mom, Heidi. You don't want to get that involved in your kid's school. You want them to just let the teachers teach. But the more I listened, I was like, this makes no sense. Summit Learning, which is in more than 380 schools, is part of a growing trend towards something called, quote, personalized learning, end quote. Instead of one teacher leading students through the same coursework each day, the students mostly work alone at their computers, going at a pace that the software helps decide is right for them. Each student is guaranteed only a limited amount of time with a teacher each week. The software provides the material and grades the tests. Schools can be drawn to it because it promises extremely personalized learning at a lower cost than the alternative, hiring more teachers. Some parents say they have never seen something so unpopular among their kids. My husband and I have not mentioned Summit in our house for a long time because we told the kids we were tired of hearing how bad it was, says Amber Schmaltz-Reed, who lives in Dighton, Kansas. Her son, Gareth, 13, is also worried about the privacy on a platform associated with the CEO of Facebook. The social media website has recently been in the news for sharing people's information without permission. I was one of the few people that read the fine print, Gareth says. He learned in the Summit details how many people would be able to access his data, like engineers who work with Zuckerberg's philanthropy. Parents in eight states have started organizing against the software under the name We the Parents. And in Brooklyn last month, students staged a walkout from their classes. In Connecticut, Josh's parents joined with the school's parent-teacher association to push against the program. And so, only a few months after introducing the software, their school district dropped it. All right. Well, now we're going to go on to how I became an attorney general. I have lived in Brooklyn all my life. I remember seeing an African-American woman on the subway when I was young. She had a really nice suit on and high heels and a briefcase. I had never seen anyone who looked like that before, and I wanted to be just like her. When I was around 14 or 15, a family member was accused of stealing a bicycle and arrested. My mom took me with her to court. I was struck by how the only people who looked like me were the defendants or the visitors. The charges against my relative were dismissed. It was a wrongful arrest. But he was traumatized as a result. So was I. That was the moment that I realized that I needed to get serious about going to law school. I got my law degree from Howard University, and after graduation, worked as a public defender at the Legal Aid Society for about 5 years. Then I went to work for a gentleman named Albert Vann, with two N's, who was transforming politics in Brooklyn. I did things like work on legislation to create foster care centers for children of color and improve New York's transit system. After that, I worked for the New York Attorney General at that time, Elliot Spitzer, investigating things like the stop and frisk policy, which allowed police to stop people on the street and search them for weapons. Then I spent 10 years on the city council. I could have stayed there longer, but I decided I wanted to become the first woman of color in New York to hold the office of New York City Public Advocate. I ran and won. Now, I've been elected as the state's attorney general. As attorney general, you are the people's lawyer. You have to defend the rights of individuals, as well as the environment, public institutions, and the laws of New York State. In my life, people have often underestimated me, but I continue to overperform. It is a testament to all the nameless strong women who have propelled me forward and continue to give me the courage to stand and fight for the voiceless. As told to Elise Craig. And that story was by Letitia James. Letitia James. All right, well, we've got a really cool article on 5-day forecast. What's the chance you won't have to go to school tomorrow? This is so cool. All right, so there is these pictures of a weather satellite. The weather satellites reveal the big picture, like atmospheric wind patterns. And then weather balloons and radar collect real-time data about temperature, moisture, and more. And then we've got models. So that's data. Now models. And computer models simulate current weather conditions and make predictions about the coming hours and days. And finally, forecasts. A good meteorologist presents forecasts to the public that explain the uncertainty in any given prediction. All right. You probably know the feeling. The local TV weather person says a huge snowstorm, 12 inches, is coming, and suddenly thoughts of no school are in the forecast, too. Then you wake up, and there's only 1 inch on the ground. What happened? Well, predicting the weather is incredibly complex, and it deals with lots of uncertainty. Luckily, forecasts are expected to get better next year because a main weather model, the Global Forecast System, run by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, N-O-A-A, is receiving its biggest upgrade in decades. Here's how weather forecasts are made and how they are expected to improve. 1. Data. Weather forecasts start with lots of information. NOAA's National Weather Service, the NWS, gets most of it from four sources. Satellites up in space observe the big picture, including atmospheric, wind patterns, and temperatures in the clouds. At the same time, satellite dishes on the ground detect more specific details, like where exactly storm is changing from rain to ice. Whether balloons high in the sky give real-time data about temperature, winds, and moisture. Weather balloons. Okay, give that information. And finally, instruments at airports and on ocean buoys track conditions at ground level. It all adds up to billions of observations each day. 2. Models. The data is collected automatically and fed into super complex computer models. These models use lots of mathematical formulas to try to simulate the current weather. They then analyze what's happening now and what has happened in the past to make predictions. It used to be you had to wait every 6 hours for a model to update, says Nelson Vaz, a meteorologist at the NWS, National Weather Service. The new ones will update in an hour or less. The latest supercomputer systems can process 8 quadrillion calculations per second. That's 8 quadrillion calculations per second. The readings are also more detailed. For instance, they can tell the difference between rain or hail and a swarm of bugs. All of that means predictions are more accurate and can be made further in advance, giving us 7 and 10 day forecasts instead of just 3 or 5 day ones. Forecasts. That's number 3. NOAA and the NWS are government agencies, so this weather data is public. All sorts of people and organizations use it, including the Federal Aviation Administration to oversee aircraft flights, and hospitals to prepare for natural disasters. So why do we still need local forecasters? Look at it this way, says Reynolds Wolf, a meteorologist at the Weather Channel. You can go to a 5-star restaurant, and then you can go to the grocery store and buy all the same ingredients, but putting the dang thing together and having the same kind of meal requires a great chef. A meteorologist will read the models and then tell you all the uncertainties, too. Sometimes forecasts are wrong. As good as the new models will be, there's simply no way to observe every single point in the atmosphere. And, of course, the unexpected can happen. There are times when you'll be thrown a curveball and you're just not ready for it, Wolf says. But that's part of the mystery of the science. We do the best we can. All right, now here's one, How I Became a Dentist. This is by Captain Tony Bowden, and Captain Tony Bowden, T-O-N-I, is a woman. From the time I was little, I was 99% sure I would be a dentist. My dad is a dentist, and he would let me help him in the office, where I got into the habit of looking over his shoulder. I'm proud to say I've never had a cavity. My undergraduate degree was in chemical engineering. Dentistry and engineering go hand in hand. They have that creative nature, particularly in the way dentists form things like crowns, which are caps for teeth that have to withstand strong forces in the mouth. When I entered dental school, the plan was to work in my dad's practice afterward. But during my second year, a recruiter for the Navy came to talk to us. I equated the military with working out at 5 a.m., But one of the Navy dentists described how he had been on ships and deployed with Marines. This sounded like something bigger. So I joined and went to officer training for 6 weeks. After that, I went to Great Lakes, Illinois, where there is a Navy boot camp. Then I got an opportunity to fill in on the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt, which had its own dental clinic with 7 chairs. Our focus is to make sure that our sailors and Marines are able to go out and fight the fight. The last thing we want them to do is worry about a toothache. Later, I embedded with Marines in Okinawa, Japan, and deployed with them to the Philippines after the big tsunami in Sri Lanka in 2004. And since then, I've been in Bethesda, Maryland, Key West, Florida, Kuwait, at sea, and in Bremerton, Washington. Joining the Navy has afforded me the opportunity to see a lot of things, but the best payback is when a person leaves your chair and they're smiling. And that was by Captain Tony Bowden, Bowden, as told to Elise Craig. Okay, I'm going to leave you with a mini crossword puzzle. All right, write these down. One across is 1, 2, 3, okay, 3 places. One across. Wipe the dishes after they've been washed. All right. One down is pull along the ground. 2 down, sushi ingredient. 3 down, time period of being a kid. 4 across has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 letters. Protests that turn violent. All right. And 5 is in the fourth position. 5 down is in the fourth position, and that is opposite of false on a test. And 6 down, which is in fifth position on the 4 across one, is 6 down drains as your battery life. All right. And then 7 across is also 5 letters long, luxury car brand. 8 across is also 5 letters long, hop out of bed. And 9 across, which starts in the 3rd and 4th position and 5th position, is 4 blank, a jolly good fellow. All right, that's your puzzle. We've run out of time for today's episode of Teen Magazines. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Anika Gal, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, triangleradioreadingservice.org. Today's programming is underwritten with support from the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. They can be reached by kiwanisfoundation.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.